with the latest news, sports, and weather from around the Mid-Valley. It's 1430 Live in the mornings.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. 1430 Live with Mike Lee. This news, sports, and weather brought to you by Remodel by Classic Homes. A Salem woman is being charged with the death of another woman from Salem, her own mother. On March 12th, the body was found beside a dumpster at a thrift store in Port Huron, Michigan. Yesterday, the St. Clair County Sheriff Department identified the body as that of 89-year-old Mary Gertrude Grania of Salem. Daughter Kelly Rhodes is currently in police custody, charged with the misdemeanor of dumping her own mother's body. The two women were reportedly driving to Canada, where Rhodes told neighbors she was moving to live with her fiancé. Yesterday morning's fire on Portland Road Northeast was determined to be an act of arson. The Salem Police Department reports that this is the third fire in the Plaza del Sol building in the past 5 weeks. Damage was contained to the south corner of the structure and the La Movida Bar and Grill, a family-owned restaurant for almost 20 years. The building was reported to be empty when the fire started, and all three blazes began in early morning hours by flammable liquid. Two suspects are being pursued after being caught on surveillance video. The public is encouraged to learn more about the plans for the old Boise Cascade site at an open house Monday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Salem's Riverfront Carousel on Front Street Northeast. Two projects have been proposed to be included on the former industrial site in downtown Salem: an acute rehab center and a waterfront apartment development. Both proposals will be considered by Salem City Council in May. Developers hope to start construction this summer. A Forest Grove piano teacher has inspired more than just her students' musical skills. She's ignited their hearts as well. After Rhonda Ringering's students performed to benefit a Portland charity organization, they asked for a bigger role, their own show. So Ringering invited them to choose their own charity. The four teenagers from Forest Grove and one from McMinnville make up the group Ivory Inversions, and their benefit concert will be held next Friday night, April 5th at 7 at the Forest Grove United Church of Christ. Admission is free, and donations will be accepted for Next Generation Nepal, a nonprofit group that reconnects trafficked children with their families. Today is Good Friday, and we're looking at partly sunny skies with a chance of a scattered shower. Highs will be near 67 degrees. Clear tonight, low 44, and all weekend long, sunny and gorgeous with highs near 70 degrees. It's 49 degrees in Salem. I'm Mike Lee on 1430 Live, and don't forget about the Oregon Ducks Cinderella season continuing, beginning at 3:30 when the Ducks take on top-ranked Louisville. It's the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tourney. Don't miss it right here on 1430 KYKN. Go Ducks!
Are you prepared